but it is absolutely the sad state of affairs. The clear divide between these two countries that we exist in right now. Right? We have this lesbian, supposedly Ivy League educated. I don't care. And, you know, whatever. I don't care about Brown. Thinking that putting her legs up in the air and twerking is empowering. And so I have to say goodbye to my beautiful state of Rhode Island. The state that, you know, that I was born in, that I have family members in, and I've had a lot of, you know, maybe I should say goodbye to Rhode Island anyway, because I had a lot of sinful times there. But being a Northeasterner, there's just something about the Northeast. But the fact that it has just been absolutely invaded, because it's so small and there's so many liberal institutions, and completely destroyed. You could actually blame the Kennedys for that, for destroying the Catholicism of the Northeast. And once you destroyed the Catholicism in the Northeast, it was bound to go down like the Titanic. Of course, there are outposts like the St. Benedict Center in New Hampshire. But even New Hampshire's almost too libertarian. It's too libertarian for me at this point. You know, the Free State Project's great, but it's also very, very libertarian, and I just can't really deal with any of that nonsense. And I have to denounce my home state for electing this loser of a person. She had a BA from Brown in 2016. Who cares? And the fact that this woman was elected senator is because Rhode Islanders are so weak-minded.
Oh, you're black and you're a lesbian. Oh, well then obviously I have to vote for you.
I would actually be fine at this point if they took Rhode Island and just assumed it into Massachusetts. I actually am saying that on air. I would be fine if they just took Rhode Island and just merged it into Massachusetts. Because there is no difference. There is no difference between the state of Rhode Island and the state of Massachusetts. Whatever Massachusetts does, Rhode Island does right alongside it. And so the idea here is that it's awful. And it's an embarrassment. It is an absolute embarrassment that this is the state of social media, people doing these things for clicks. It's demonic because she's acting under demonic influences, being a sodomite lesbian, whatever you want to call her. But these are the your supposed lawmakers. These are their agendas while the world is burning. Which is why you can't put your faith in government, even at the local level in some places. You can't put your, if you live in Rhode Island, you can't put your faith in the local government. You have to actually get out there. You have to leave. You have to abandon these places. Now, I know there are people, and I'm not saying this derogatory, there are people much smarter than I am. And I say that humbly. There are a lot of people much smarter than I am who say you have to stay in your areas and fight for those. You don't want to cede that ground. Are you going to win in a state of Rhode Island that elected this woman with 60% of the vote? Now, don't get me wrong. St. Mary's on Broadway is a beautiful SSXP chapel, and they are doing the work there. Right? So if there's a pocket of resistance, they have it there at St. Mary's on Broadway. They really are. They're doing the fight as much as possible. But sometimes it may actually be okay to say this piece of ground is lost. For me personally, I have to give up my home state of Rhode Island. It's sad, it's pathetic. I love it. It's beautiful. It is such a gorgeous place. But how can I be associated with a state that elects this monster, this gross, disgusting excuse for a human being, educated her. I guarantee you that woman did not pay a dime for her schooling. Educated her. And now she's a representative. A representative twerking on social media for votes. You know who else dances for favors? Yeah, they're called strippers. Well, they dance for money. But it's something that I was just, I haven't watched the video. Even when Tucker played it, I looked away. Just the thought of it. In a civilized society, she would be kicked out of, she would lose her seat for indecency. In a civilized society, they'd be like, yeah, you were a state senator, but then you literally acted like a prostitute on social media. That's below the office and you're gone. Now, yes, I'm talking about politics. So obviously there's a lot of jokes that you can make there. But the idea that this is acceptable is just, it should further erode your faith in any kind of political solution. That's really what I'm talking about is, this is another example of why the political solution is no solution. That the only solution is to get your house in order, your kingdom's in order. By the way, thanks to Justin, Crimo is going to be 22 in September. His birthday is September 20th, 2000. And it's pretty, so that's all I had to say about that. Just the you know, I had to say goodbye to my beloved home state. And it really is a perfect example of why too many people put their faith in elections and it allows us to be manipulated. Like, that woman is not better than you. She thinks she's better than you, but she's not better than you. And she will use whatever power of her office to force her agenda down your throat. And it's pretty sad. 844-527-8723. All right, ladies and gentlemen. So, we're going to be coming up on the end of this segment. I don't have any time to do any media bias fact-checking here. I will give you an update that Crimeo has confessed. This is another thing. This is very strange. He's confessed to the Highland Park shooting, a Lake County Attorney General said. Crimeo, who faces eight first-degree murder charges, has been denied bail. This whole thing is just very strange. I don't like it. I don't think that this is above board. That's my problem there, is that there's too much here that can be questioned. The fact that they took him alive. Which actually, if you look at it, a lot of mass shooters are taken alive. We just hear about, you know, the ones that are there. So, what we're looking at is Robert Crimeo, who is, and I've said his name five different ways by now. You just accept it. He's confessed to the crimes. What is the motivation? Who knows what the motivation is? The kid's demonic. He's raised in a culture of death.